as you can. And mute your phones, please, Sister Elizabeth.
Okay, sisters, thank you so much, Sister Beverly, for hosting. Let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the moon and the stars, the sun that shines and the bird that sing. Father God, you are over everything. There is nothing that is hidden from your sight. And as I come before you tonight, Lord, to pray on behalf of our sisters online that we're having our Bible series, I pray that you forgive me, God, of any sin, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, so that nothing will end the despair. Father God, I thank you so much for every single person who will be participating in our series tonight. We read our speaker, Sister Sharaka Milton. I pray, dear Lord, that you help her to remember the things that she studied and the things that she's going to be sharing with us. I pray, dear God, that her heart will be pricked and that we, Lord, will not be the same as we are before we came online. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you breed the 100 days of prayer, that you breed every single sister who are taking part in the 100 days of prayer, that you help them, Lord, to feel encouraged and strengthened as we venture on this journey together. I pray also, Lord, for everything that LPW do. I pray, dear Lord, that you build our admins and our admin assistants. I pray, Father God, that you continue to bless and keep us. Build the sick and shut in. Build those who are going through a rough time financially, spiritually, mentally, whatever, Ali, Lord, you know each and every one of us, Lord, and you know what we are going through and you know what we stand in need of. Father God, continue to bless and keep us. And that we'll have a great time tonight, honoring you and praising your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Liz, for that powerful opening prayer. My sisters, I want to add this one little note. We know you could have been anywhere tonight, done anything else, but you chose to be with us, and we really appreciate it. And if we have any first-time callers, please know that you are our honored guests. Please join us every Friday night this time, same station, same code, on Friday night Bible series and also on Thursday night for our prayer call. Same number, same code. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth. Now, Sister Adrian's going to mention about the prison ministry. Sister Jameson?
Thank you, Sister Deborah. Good evening, sisters. The prison sick and shut-in ministry is led by our dear sister admin, Sister Jan Goolsby. The team is divided into two parts, the prison pen pal ministry and the sick and shut-in card ministry. There are 24 sisters on the pen pal ministry and 13 sisters on the card ministry. The function of the pen pal ministry is to correspond with inmates that would appreciate words of encouragement as well as us sharing the gospel with them. Presently, there are over 20 inmates on the roster. We write to them and they write back. Now, when during the onset of COVID, we had to suspend writing to the inmates, but I am happy to inform you, I am so thankful that that suspension has been lifted. So if you know of an inmate that wouldn't mind us writing to them, please make Sister Jan aware. All we would need is their address. The card ministry is responsible for sending encouraging cards to the sick and shut-in. Thus far, for the month of January 2023, over 300 cards, calls, messages, and texts have been sent out to those that are sick and shut-in. Sisters, you know, if you would like to become if you have a member of your family or a church member or a co-worker, a neighbor or a friend that could use a cheerful, encouraging card, you can also let Sister Jan know, and we would be happy to send them a card. Lastly, sisters, if you think that being on the prison team would fit you, we would love to have you. We welcome you with open arms. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Adrienne Jameson. Appreciate that. That is such an awesome ministry. Well, can we have scripture reading by Sister Katrina Stafford?
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture reading for tonight would be, I will be reading from the King James Version, and the scripture reading would be from Psalms 51, and that is verses 1 through 15. Once again, I will be reading from the King James Version, Psalms 51, verses 1 through 15, and it reads, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise." I'm reading verse 10 again. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Sisters, I have read to you Psalms 51, verses 1 through 15. May God bless the hearers and doers of his word.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Katrina, for boldly reading God's word. Next, we're going to have a song of praise by Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters. Restore my spirit, Lord, I need restored. My heart is weary, please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Revive the fire, Lord, deep in my soul. Stir my desire to work in your fold. Light in my heart, dear God, your zeal grown cold. Renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Renew my courage, Lord, it needs restored. My cup is empty. Refill it, dear Lord. Replace all doubts and fears with faith. So bold, renew my love. Rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Restore my spirit, Lord. I need restored. My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Renew my love, rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Renew my love, rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Sister Lottie Holcomb. Thank you so much. I have to get off mute because I'm over here bouncing. Okay. Our next, introducing the speaker, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins will introduce our speaker next.
Good evening, sisters. It is my pleasure to introduce our speaker tonight in the person of Sister Sharaka Latora Melton. She resides in Stone Mountain, Georgia, but is originally from Eatonton, Georgia. She is an exceptional education teacher, currently teaching eighth grade. She teaches all academic subjects. Her joy is educating students with special needs. The job is well worth it when seeing that light bulb moment on children's faces who love to learn. Sharaka received a BA in sociology from Valdosta State, Sharaka received a BA in sociology from Valdosta State University. She furthered her education with a MED in education with an emphasis in counseling psychology. She kept going and received a second MED with an emphasis in special education from Grand Canyon University. Finally, she earned her doctorate degree from Nova Southeastern University. Sharaka enjoys laughing and having fun. She also loves cooking, especially dishes with different cultural flares. She loves writing and reading and cannot get enough of traveling abroad. Writing is a strong passion for her. She just completed her first book entitled Read Thy Prayer, A Humble Christian Sister's Call Upon Fellow Sisters to Lead the Sinful Life. She also wrote her accomplished ebook entitled From Fat to Fine. Sharaka is also passionate about her women ministry, Lady Prayer Warriors Cooperation. She is the founder and president of this great work. She is responsible for supervising and finalizing heavy projects such as the 100 Days of Prayer, Sisters in Christ all over the world praying 100 days straight without ceasing, Thanksgiving basket giveaway, feeding hundreds throughout the holiday season, 24-hour prayer-thon, holding a prayer hotline for 24 hours straight, Haiti Project, Phase 1, sending food and aid to 5 congregations each month, Phase 2, heading a school academy to help children with education and spiritual growth, back-to-school giveaway, providing school supplies to needed children, scholarship funds, benevolent activity, LPW teams, and so much more. Sharaka considered being a child of God her greatest accomplishment. She obeyed the gospel at age 17 and received some of the greatest teaching from the spiritual leaders at Morgan County Church of Christ in Madison, Georgia. Her spirituality shapes her into the Lady Prayer Warrior that she is today. Sharaka says daily, her one quote is, God has to be first for me. Her favorite scriptures are Psalms 51, verse 10, and Psalms 91. She shares her spirituality with her beautiful family. She has a rising star, 13-year-old Zion Melton. She credits her late grandmother, Elizabeth Hartgrove, for her spiritual upbringing. Sisters, let's welcome our speaker, Lady Prayer Warrior Administrator, Sister Sharaka Melton. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy. Create in me a clean heart. I want to first start off by thanking Sister Deborah Wills for being our most gracious host on tonight and providing us her bubbly personality. I also want to thank our dear Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis for our opening prayer. I want to thank our prison ministry salute by Sister Adrienne Jameson. It's always good to learn what's going on in LPW. Thank you so much, Sister Katrina Stafford, for reading our scripture on tonight. And what a beautiful song by Sister Lottie Holcomb. We was going to do some Paul Morton, but we remixed it and went back to our oldie but goodie, Restore My Soul. I also want to thank Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins for introducing me. What a fine job. And in advance, I want to thank Sister Lavinia Gilmore for doing our closing prayer. I'm glad she was able to get in. I also want to thank the Lady Prayer Warrior administrators for giving me this opportunity to speak before you on tonight. I just want to say that I won't keep you long, and it's a pleasure to speak. But, you know, just know that everything that I say here on tonight is also for me. A lot of times when we speak at various programs, you know, everybody thinks that the speaker is pointing out to the audience. But we have to do our own self-examination as well. And if you are visiting with us, if this is your first time calling in, or if you are a member of the 100 Days of Prayer and decided to call in on tonight, you are truly, truly our honored guest, and we want you to meet us again right here on next Friday at the same time. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. And we thank you for strength. We thank you so much for blessing us over and over again. Lord, you decided to wake us up. We know some didn't make it. I have a cousin in particular that went on home today. And Lord, I'm asking that you bless our family, the bereaved family, the Waller family. And just help me that I'm able to get through what you have set forth for me to do here on tonight. Father God, I'm asking that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Lord, we're so thankful for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross so that we may all have a right to eternal life. I'm thankful for the churches of Christ all over the world that are speaking and teaching the things according to your will and your way. I'm so thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ who are striving to do what is necessary to make heaven their home. I'm so thankful for this ministry, the Lady Prayer Warriors Corporation. Father, I'm thankful for all of our administrators, administrative assistants, team leaders, team members, and members abroad and members alike. Lord God, I'm so thankful that you have decided to allow me to have the right frame of mind. You woke me up this morning and started me on my way. And as you did all the others that are here tonight, I'm thankful for every member, every person that is listening under the sound of my voice. Lord God, we're asking for a special blessing. Doing the good they stand in need of, and just continue to help us as we try to make heaven our home. Lord God, I'm just asking special prayers as we go into our Friday night Bible study, that I'm able to say something that will prick all of our hearts to do what is necessary to be obedient to you, Father God. And if there's any among us that are privileged to be here that is not in the Lord's church, not a member of the body of Christ, we pray that we will say something here that will prick their hearts so that they will ask that age-old question, what must I do to be saved? Lord, I'm asking special prayers for all of those who are sick, those who are shut in, incarcerated, going through different trials, tribulations. Father, you know everything that we need at this particular time. And I'm asking, Lord, that you grant it according to your will and your way. Lord, as we go through this program, and we're so thankful for all of those who agreed to participate, but we ask that we continue to be decent and in order, and that we listen and we be attentive and alert. And we will take these things and apply it to our lives and be open and honest about the things that we need to do to self-examine. We're just so thankful that you continue to bless us to put on such programs so that we can grow and be edified. It is in your mighty, mighty, matchless name of Jesus that I do pray. Amen. Create in me a clean heart. My subtopic tonight is stop running, stop killing, so your heart can be clean. Stop running, stop killing, so your heart can be clean. Sister Lottie Holcomb, that song she sang for us on tonight, Restore My Spirit, is all about clearing and cleaning the heart. You know, oftentimes when we talk about the heart, in the spiritual realm, we start pumping our chest, that thing that beats inside of us. But actually, I implore you, if you're going to be physical, point at your head, because that's where your heart sits, your brain. So is a man thick and so is he. So we're going to stop running, stop killing, so our heart can be clean. That song, again, Restore My Spirit, is all about clearing and cleaning. Those lyrics are the mantra for creating a clean heart. Tonight, I want us to focus on getting rid of the comfort of sin. Sin has become too easy to manage. I often look around and I say, wow, how comfortable we are, including me, to just sin and go about our way. We are so in love with discussing other people's sins that we neglect to repent for our own. I want to turn our attention to the story of Moses. Now, this Friday night Bible study, do you have your Bibles? And if you are a program participant, this is our Lady Prayer Warriors Friday night Bible series, Bible, emphasis on the word Bible. I want us to stroll over to Exodus chapter 2. This chapter is going to talk about Moses' birth. We all know that story, but I want us to drop down to about verse 11. So this is Bible study. You need your Bible. Turn over to Exodus chapter 2 and verse 11. I'm going to wait. And if you're on the program on tonight, you can talk to me. So say amen when you got it.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Let's go down to verse 11. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were watched. And he watched them and their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, looking this way and that and seeing no one. He killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day, he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew? The man said, who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. Verse 15, when Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Now a priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's flock. Some shepherds came along and drove them away. But Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. When the girls returned to Reuel, their father, he asked them, why have you returned so early today? They answered, an Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock. And where is he? Reuel asked his daughters. Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat. Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, I have become a foreigner in a foreign land. See, sisters, let's break this down. Moses was a fugitive and a murderer at one point. No matter the reasoning, these two are facts. As a member of Pharaoh's household, Moses lived a life of privilege, but he was still a Hebrew. And when he was about 40, Moses saw an Egyptian beating one of his fellow Hebrews, and then he killed the Egyptian. See, being brought up in Pharaoh's household didn't give Moses immunity for murder. And Pharaoh tried to have him killed for what he had done. So you see, Moses fled to a place called Midian. We got proof of that in Exodus chapter 2, verse 15. He settled down there, married Zipporah, and had a son named Gershom. We got proof again in Exodus 2, 21, verses 21 and 22. Exodus simply calls this like a long period, like in Exodus 2:23. During that time, Pharaoh died and Moses' crime kind of like was forgotten or dismissed, if you will, in Exodus 4:19. After all of these things Moses had done, he had to clean his heart. Because later God did some great things with Moses. I'm sure we can all agree. Appointed Moses to speak for him. First to Pharaoh and then listen to the Israelites, he spoke with God's authority and he taught the Israelites what God desired. All of the prophets, Moses, out of all of them, Moses was the only one who regularly met with God face to face. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and all to his officials and all to those in all over the land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed those awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of Israel. Deuteronomy, we can look that up, chapter 34, verse 10 through 12. So what am I saying? What am I getting at? You see, sisters, Moses had to stop running and stop killing in order for God to use him the way that he did. So here it is. In order for us, listen, to really tap into the power of God, we have to stop running and stop killing. And it's then and only then will we give God our clean hearts to dwell in. God is not going to dwell in no dirty, nasty heart. Forget it. You got to have a clean heart if you want God to live inside of you. Sisters, as I ponder over this whole story of Moses, I realize that some of us want to keep running around with sin and continue to kill the zeal in others around us. That's something I often struggle with, trying to make sure that I keep my zeal and not let others kill the zeal in me. I look at the story of Moses, and I draw a metaphoric parallel. Listen, I want you to get this. You see, Moses was an actual fugitive. He was running. We just talked about how he was a fugitive. My question to you tonight is this. What are you running from? Is it keeping your heart from being clean? If it is, I beg you, I implore you, let it go and clean your heart. I got a few biblical verses that is going to kind of help us tonight to run right into a clean heart and not be running around like fugitives. I'm going to tell you what. Let me engage your participation a little bit more tonight. If you're not on the program, please count. Y'all know I love to count because that keeps you engaged. It's one of the things as teachers, it's a toolkit we use. And when you have people to count or do something specifically as you're speaking, that holds their attention. And that's my goal here on tonight. If you're on the call, I want you to count the times I use the word run. R-U-N, run. I really want us to move away from that filthy heart and run directly into a clean heart. This is kind of like a remix from an old lesson. But if you are on my program and you can speak, I want you to repeat the word run every time you hear me say it. So we got two tasks here on tonight. Some going to be writing down the word run, counting it. And if you're here, so if you're on the program tonight, you got to shake it up. You got to work with me tonight. I want you to repeat the word run every time you hear. Here goes. Count how many times I say run, but also follow me in your Bible and say run behind me if you're on the program. All right, turn over to Hebrews. It's Bible study. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 12. If you're on my program, say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Let's go on over there to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I need some more amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 40. Amen.
All right, let's go. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall
run,
and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. We ain't finished running. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. Get on over there to Matthew 24, verse 13. When you get it, say amen.
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 Amen. Mm-hmm. We're going to work this lesson together. I bet y'all didn't expect this. Boom, boom, boom.
No, we did.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 24. They say amen. Here we go. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Run that Christian race. Run. Yeah, you better say it. James, come on, get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Chapter 1, verse 12. When you roll over there, say amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
James, chapter
amen.
1. Here we
amen.
Go. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Guess what? Let's keep running. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 26, get on over there, and when you get there, say amen.
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 Dang, they fast. So I'm waiting
amen.
On you. I love you. We're going to roll this thing tonight. I didn't know you was going to get ready to be in this Bible study right here. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26. So I do not run. Aimlessly. I do not box as one beat in the air. Sisters, you gotta aim and you gotta run.
Run.
Yes, run. Create run. In me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me.
Man.
Psalms chapter 18, verse 29. I thought y'all said this was Bible study. Get on over there. Psalms chapter 18, verse 29. Let your fingers do the talking. Amen when you get there.
Amen.
29. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go. Let's go. For by you, I can run.
Run.
Run. Run.
Against the truth. And by my God, who's God? My God. I can leap. Over a wall. Ooh-wee. Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Now, sisters, that's how you run.
Run.
Okay. I run. Need for us to run into a clean heart.
Run.
Run.
Amen. Now, the second part of my lesson isn't so sweet and so all of that. Remember, we talked about Moses running and killing. So let me recap and draw some contrast here. So you got Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. You know, one day after Moses, he had grown up and he went out to where his own people were and watched them and their hard labor. You know, he saw this Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, and it triggered something in Moses. So glancing this way and that, he seeing no one, he killed a man and hid him in the sand. You know, Moses, he physically killed the Egyptian. And we say, oh, that's awful. Moses done killed this man. He physically killed. I mean, he literally killed someone. Thou shalt not kill. That's what we're thinking. But here's my question. Check this. Which is worse, a physical killing or a spiritual killing? And I want you to be able to answer that question by the end of the night. Which is worse? A physical killing or a spiritual killing? Now, granted, I know both are bad, but I need for us to focus more here on tonight, spiritual killing. Newsflash, your physical dwelling was never promised anyway, but your spiritual dwelling is a prepared eternal place. Oh, y'all don't believe that? Go on over there to John chapter 14, verse 3. Roll on over there. When you get it, say amen. John chapter 14, verse 3. You ain't never meant to stay here physically.
Amen.
Amen.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So, sisters, in essence, it has never been about the physical. I know we want it. We got to deal with the spiritual man. Now, let's back up to my point. I asked y'all a question about 2 seconds ago, maybe a minute or two. I said, which is worse, a physical killing or a spiritual killing? Do y'all remember me asking y'all that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's put it out there, straight out the gate. Quitting the 100 days of prayer, breaking your vow, that's a spiritual killing.
Spiritual killing.
You lied to God, and you lied to your sisters.
Amen.
That can cause other people to stumble. That's a spiritual killing. This is serious. But I'm going to drop some of that Psalms chapter 51, verse 10 on you so you can stop killing and start cleaning. Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Now, next, this is a big one. I want us to pay attention to this. If we are offended by anybody, any other Christian, you got to follow the scripture.
Amen.
Sisters, please don't be a part of the Let It Go crew. Get down with the get it right crew. Don't let it go. Get it right. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 15 through 17, you got to go over there because we're playing with this here right here. Go over there to Matthew chapter 18 and drop down to verse 15. When you get there, give me some amens.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. So let me tell you something. If somebody makes you mad, or if you offended, or if they sin against you, or whatever the case may be that got you in your feelings, you cannot quit the 100 days of prayer. You cannot quit the Church of Christ. You cannot quit being a Christian. You got to go to them, tell them their fault between you and that person. Everybody ain't got to know it if you can handle it right now.
Amen.
If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And let me say this. A lot of times people are still chewing on milk. Swallowing milk. Some people aren't as mature. Sometimes it just takes for you to have a simple conversation and you'll be surprised by how you fix something. Don't be a part of the Let It Go and Quit crew. Be a part of the Get It Right crew. You'll be surprised of how you may be misunderstanding somebody that you feel offended you. It's not that deep. Go to them and go to them in love. Verse 16, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two or more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglects to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. We never get past verse 15, though. Where it says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault. We'll stay there and hold a grudge for 50 years. We won't say nothing. We're mad at you.
from 1930 all the way up to 2023. That's unacceptable.
Amen.
That's unacceptable. Some people don't even know that they offended you. Come on, sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be a part of the let it go and hold it crew. We got to be a part of the get it right crew. Side note, same note though, but the side note, you would not quit the church if you are offended. So you shouldn't quit LPW 100 Days of Prayer if you are offended. Make it make sense because it don't. Sisters, I don't know how else to say this. You can't ever quit anything godly.
Amen.
You cannot ever quit anything godly. A disclaimer. The LPW administration isn't responsible for anybody's sins. That's a tall order you want to put on some people that you wouldn't put on yourself. We are responsible for, we ain't responsible for any human being offending you or doing something unscriptural. However, I tell you what we are responsible for, loving you, encouraging you, uplifting you, praying for you. All of those things are our responsibility. This is a big old group. If someone anywhere offends you, Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17 has always been in place. How can you blame an entire group for what you deem as sin? What I'm learning is a lot of times, if you just take the time to have a conversation with folks, you may see it was just a misunderstanding, or that person may need some teaching that you can give. Don't quit. Teach.
Amen.
I can guarantee you. Let me go here. Let me go here. This ain't sweet now. This ain't cute. This deep. I can guarantee you, if your knucklehead children get out here and do something and do everything under the sun known to man, I bet you won't quit your children.
Mm.
You're going to love them through it. You're going to pray for them and love them through it.
Mm-hmm.
Not practicing Matthew chapter 18 is a spiritual killing. Clean our heart with some Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. This week, our prayer focus is on financial blessings. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're praying for. That's our focus. We are praying for financial breakthroughs. Well, with this focus, it's twofold. We are going to hit a financial brick wall if we don't start giving from the top.
Amen.
There is no such thing as a stingy Christian. It don't exist.
That's right.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, King James Version, for the sake of time, I ain't going to make you go over there. Listen up, though. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Here's an unpopular opinion. 80% of those in the church with financial issues do not practice 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Sisters, God will put holes in your pockets, I promise you.
Man.
If you don't give to him first. That's a spiritual killing, not giving to him first. I pray to God that we stop skipping over folk who are in need with a smile on our face. We got to roll up our sleeves and give. Even when you don't want to, if you got it. Many of us are one paycheck away from being just like the people we don't want to help.
Right.
Stop that spiritual killing and get you some Psalms 51:10. Here's the last thing. We got to learn how to love one another, even when it's not easy. The Bible
Amen.
Says in John chapter 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. 1 John 4:20. If anyone says I love God and hates his brother, then you can substitute sister. He's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
For he who does not have his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. All you got to do is love. It's going to cover a multitude of sins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I've loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And Romans 12, verse 10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. If you want to be a spiritual killer, all you got to do is refuse to love. You'll kill everything around you. Nothing will survive. If you don't have love, you can't survive. Nothing is worse you killing folks by refusing to love. There's no way a sister or brother can come to you with a sincere love, with a sincere apology, and a sincere need, and you refuse it. We should snatch them back with open arms with anything. Who are we to refuse to love when God loves us? Come on now. Refusing to love is a sure ticket to hell. We don't like to say that no more, but I'm saying it. We can't be the cause of spiritual murder. We can't go around killing folks. Moses was a running fugitive who later became a spokesperson for God. Moses stopped running, and he stopped killing and started following God and did what he had to do. If you are on this line tonight and you have been doing some spiritual killing, repent and get you some Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. If you are a Christian and you desire, if you're not a Christian and you desire to become one, maybe someone invited you on tonight. Here's some things you got to do. You got to hear the word. Faith comes through hearing, and hearing comes through the word of God, Romans 10:17. You got to also believe the word. It is impossible for someone to become a Christian unless you believe that Jesus is the Savior and the Son of God. John 20:31, Acts 16:31, John 3:16. Then you got to repent of your sins. Repent means to change your mind. You got to turn from them things that are wrong. And that's Mark 6:12, Luke 13:5, Luke 15:7. Then you're going to have to confess Jesus to others. If we have sworn our allegiance to Jesus, we must be prepared to publicly confess him as our Lord. Matthew 10:32, Luke 12:8-9. Then we must be baptized. I don't care what they tell you. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus for salvation. Many groups will baptize people, but very few people baptize people for the right reason. Baptism is what saves. 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism is the point where someone goes from being lost to saved. You got to be buried and resurrected with Christ, Romans 6:4-5. And then lastly, live faithful unto death. This one is often neglected. Revelation 2:10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Here's what I need you to know about living faithful unto death. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Sisters, I pray that we're going to run towards a clean heart and stop all these spiritual killings. May God bless you. I hope I said something that has helped you all tonight. I love you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Shiraka, for such a powerful, thought-provoking, life-changing lesson. Thank you so much. Create in me a clean heart. Stop running. Stop killing so your hearts can be clean. We're going to have a closing prayer by Sister Lavinia Gilmore, and then we'll allow our administrators and our visitors to encourage our speaker. Sister Gilmore?
Yes. Good evening, sisters. Thank you for a powerful lesson, Sister Shiraka. Sisters, let's go to God in prayer. Father, I come approaching your throne that's full of so much grace and mercy, overflowing abundance of love, thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you brought down to heaven, from heaven to earth, so our sins can be forgiven. So, Father, I ask that you forgive me of my sins so my prayer will not be hindered. I thank you for allowing Jesus to come down so I could be having a clean heart. Renew me, Father. Renew all of us. We need it. Sister Shiraka spoke on a powerful lesson tonight, Father, and I hope it pricked everyone's heart like it pricked mine, Father, and I just want to thank you. Father, I come thanking you for allowing all of us to be here tonight to hear this lesson. I come asking that you give everyone a peace of mind, a clean heart, Father. I come asking that you be with all of those that are in mourning at this time, that you send someone to comfort them, strengthen them, and to encourage them to get through this mourning time, this difficult time right now, Father, that they are going through. And I come praying for all our loved ones that are incarcerated, that you keep them safe until they'll be able to come home to be with us again, Father. I come praying for all those that are in rehabilitation centers, Father, that they get the care that they need, Father, and not just not looked upon and being taken care of like they should be and what they signed up to do for our loved ones, Father, and stop taking advantage of them and doing what they need to do for our loved ones, Father. And I come praying for all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I come praying for all my lady prayer warriors, all those that has participated in the 100 days of prayer, Father, that they will continue this journey to the end. Father, it is a wonderful journey. It will change your life, because I know it has changed mine, and you know it, Father, and I just love it. And I just pray that it will change others as well. And, Father, I come praying for all things LPW, Father, that they continue to be successful in the things that we are doing, Father. I come praying for my Laundry Church of Christ, Father, all the ministries that they are signing up to do, Father, that they be successful as well. I come praying for all of us to have a financial breakthrough, not just us on the line, Father, but, you know, our loved ones, friends, and family. Father, that they have a spiritual breakthrough as well, that they'll come to you, that someone will be able to reach them so they could come back to you to study, to know more, to be safe and secure, and to know that they can depend on you in the time of need. Father, I come praying for all our men and women that's in the military, that you keep them safe as well, Father. And I come praying for our youth and our young adults, Father, that they, you know, continue to listen and be obedient to their parents and those that are in school, Father. Keep them safe. There's so much terror going on in this world, Father. You know, every time you look around, someone is wanting to kill them. So, kill somebody. You know, we keep our teachers safe, our students, our loved ones, Father, so they could get an education, Father, and have goals for their own life, Father. And I pray that that everything that is said here will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father. I come lifting up my Father, that he get well, Father, as he's in the hospital right now, that the doctors take care of him and find the necessary things to do for him, Father. And anybody else that's in the hospital, Father, or need surgery, Father, I pray on their behalf as well, Father. And I just pray that you bless everyone in the things that they stand in need of, Father. Not that they want, they need. That is according to your will and your way. And all these things I ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.